The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is second down and 5. Do they keep it on the ground with Saquon Barkley? They do. He breaks free. He's at the 50, the 40, the 30. He's going to go. Touchdown, Saquon Barkley.
That was the Eagles' win in New Orleans all the way back in Week 3 when the Saints were 2-0 and had scored 91 points in the first two games. 65-yard run, and of course, the unmistakable voice of the longtime voice of the Eagles on radio, Merrill Reese, who joins us right now, courtesy of our BetQ guest hotline. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Always good to have you on. And, you know, I was thinking about you as this game started to become obvious that it would be a big game. It's been a long time since both teams, Merrill, post November 1st, latter half, second half of the season, have had a matchup when both teams have been good.
You know, it's great to talk to you, number one. But number two, it's been so long, and I've been thinking about that too. I've been thinking about all the matchups the Eagles have had, the showdown games with Dallas and some with New York. But it's been a long time since it's been the Eagles in Washington. And I'm glad to see it. And I'm glad to see Washington have the kind of relevance that they're having once again.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. You guys have had all of these major showdown games in November, December, January with the Cowboys and the Giants. And we really haven't had much of anything around here for a long time. But it really feels big from this end. Does it feel that way in Philly?
It does. It really does. Let the Cowboys and the Giants have their own showdown.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean as much, but these are two franchises that really salivate your love for football when you think about them clashing once again.
All right. So what happened from, you know, I know they were banged up when they went to Tampa and got beat, and they were 2-2, and people were questioning the Eagles at that point. What's been different over the last 5 weeks?
Kevin, I have to tell you that I pay very little attention to what happens pre-October, because to me, the September games are just an extension of the preseason.
Right.
Where once upon a time, players, regular players, actually played, saw a half of action in one game, maybe three quarters in another. They used to call the third preseason game the dress rehearsal. There's none of that. None of the players played in the preseason. They don't even tackle to the ground in the training camps today. So I think it takes a while for everything to kind of come into sync, and you get to see who is good and who's not. I mean, you made a reference early to the Saints. The Saints, 2 weeks into the season, looked like unstoppable world beaters, and then the bottom fell out. So I just think it was a matter of the Eagles rounding into form. a little later than they would have liked. And then you mentioned the Tampa Bay game. All they were missing in the Tampa game was Lane Johnson, their all-pro right tackle, and A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. Other than that, they were perfectly healthy.
Yeah, that was a rather big factor in that game. So, you know, from the moment last year started to kind of fall apart at 9-1 or 10-1, I forget when it started, to where they are now, it's a different team personnel-wise. Tell everybody the big differences.
Well, it's more than a bit different team personnel-wise. It's a different team off the field because you have two new coordinators. You have a very experienced defensive coordinator in Vic Fangio, and I think you have one of the bright offensive minds conducting the offense in Kellen Moore. So that is a big difference. Then you add somebody like Saquon Barkley. We were excited about that, but I don't think anybody really expected him to be quite the dominant factor that he's been. I mean, he has been so uplifting on and off the field. He is a terrific guy and a great locker room guy and just an amazing player. So that's big. Jalen Hurts is responding well to the new offense. He struggled a little early with turnovers, but in these last four games, his lowest quarterback rating was 115. He's playing as well as anybody right now. So there's and then there's some other additions. Now, you talk about Saquon coming in and the trumpets blew and everybody got excited. There was another free agent who snuck in the back door, and there were no press conferences for him. He was brought in to be a boost to the special teams and maybe play a little outside linebacker. He's a guy you watch. His number is 53. His name is Zach Bond. He's all over the field making tackles, creating fumbles. He's playing at a Pro Bowl level.
You know, the game in Brazil to open up the season against Green Bay, I came in here the next day to talk, or the Monday, to talk about all the games, and I said, I don't know who the hell number 53 is for Philadelphia, but he was one of the best players on the field in that win over Green Bay, and he's been that throughout. The other thing, you know, Merrill, is that a little bit long in the tooth, a little bit slow last year in the secondary, and you add two rookies, mm-hmm. and it's turned that thing around, hasn't it?
Oh, has it ever. Now, Quinyon Mitchell was the number one draft pick for the Eagles, and he has been ready since the day he arrived. I'm talking about first practice. He looked like a veteran. The other guy was Cooper DeJean from Iowa. And they got him in the second round, although some people had projected him as a first rounder. And he pulled his hamstring and did very little at training camp. But once he stepped on the field, his presence was immediately felt. So you take two rookies who aren't playing like rookies. They're both athletically gifted. Nobody has beaten Quinyon Mitchell yet. And now you have a great receiver, of course, in Terry McLaurin. So we haven't seen him yet, but he stayed with anybody. He hasn't given up a touchdown, not one.
Yeah, and hasn't C.J. Gardner-Johnson played really well in his return also?
He has, but I would say he's played up to expectations. We knew that he was good, that he was a ball hawk. We saw that 2 years ago, then he left as a free agent. So he's very solid too, but he's not a surprise.
How about the two big dudes up front, Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter? I mean, you have a bunch of Georgia guys on the defense, but how have they played?
Well, Jordan Davis is doing his job, and he is more of a space taker. He's a great guy against the run, but let me tell you something. Jalen Carter is a beast. He has just been wreaking havoc on quarterbacks lately, and anybody who's even near him, he's running over people. So I would say in the last 4 weeks, he has really come into his own. He's special.
All right. Let's talk about Nick Sirianni, Merrill. There have been moments this year, like the Jacksonville game, inexplicably taking points off the board. There's been, you know, going back to the early portion of the season before the five-game winning streak. The first game that started it, the Cleveland game, him getting into it with the fans. Is it more harmonious than last year, the same, or less than?
I think it was pretty harmonious last year. There were injuries that took place. There were problems early that they were able to get around. But once it started tumbling downhill and the injuries mounted, and the bottom fell out. But the change in coordinators was big. I think Nick is a very good coach. I think that all that stuff about him fighting with the fans after the Cleveland game was overstated. He'll never do it again, but he wasn't really fighting with the fans. He was just having some fun, laughing and yelling back and forth with them. And there was nothing mean or angry about it, but it became a big story. So you'll never see that. Nick will simply end the game and run into the tunnel from now on. It took much too much attention. But the players like him. He's an excellent motivator. The practices are well organized. The team is well prepared. He's a very solid coach.
You know, I think after the season, and I'm not even sure NFL fans or even NFC East fans knew that there may have been some issues last year between the coach and the quarterback, or maybe it was the coordinator and the quarterback. Is that all, you know, fixed now? And is the relationship between Kellen Moore and Jalen Hurts, you know, super productive or a lot more productive than last year's relationship?
Well, last year was Brian Johnson, who was a very good coordinator too, but it was really Nick Sirianni. Offense. So they and even Nick said at the end that he thought the offense had grown stale and somewhat predictable. But there was never any animosity between Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni, and a lot of people projected that there was. I'm too close to both parties to let that enter my mind. I know that Jalen Hurts, who I talk to often, never said a negative thing about Nick, and Nick loves Jalen Hurts. So that was way, way, way out of proportion.
Brian Johnson here now, Merrill, as part
of... Great guy.
Dan
Quinsta. Excellent football man. You're lucky to have him. He is terrific. He really is. But he didn't really have a chance to run his offense here.
All right. So tomorrow night, how do you see it?
I see it as a great showdown. I think it's anybody's game. I think they're both excellent teams, and both are really starting to reach their peaks. I think it's going to be fun. I wouldn't dare make a prediction, and I couldn't even tell you that deep down I feel that the Eagles will win, or deep down I think, well, they're going to lose to Washington tomorrow. I think that the team that makes the big play, that comes up with the key turnover, is going to end up winning this game. But I think it's awfully close. It's too close to call. And you're looking at Jalen Hurts, who is really rounding into form as one of the best quarterbacks in football. And you're talking about Jaden Daniels, who has just been sensational. Ron Jaworski said yesterday morning on one of these talk shows, he said that Jaden Daniels is the best rookie quarterback he has ever seen.
Yeah, he's played at a high level. We finally appear to have landed one, Merrill, after all of these years of trying. It's always great to hear your voice. I always appreciate the time you give me. There could be another showdown late December back here, so maybe we'll chat then. But have a good call tomorrow night.
Thank you, Kevin. It's always fun to speak with you.
Merrill Reese, everybody. At M. Reese Eagles. On X, on Twitter. You know that voice over the years. One of the best to ever do it. Been doing it for now 47 years in Philadelphia. All right, we'll do some Denton news when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.